Everything that rocks.
Regulated.
Nailed it.
You gotta pop a cord, man.
Pop a nut. Anyway, good morning. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock and Hunter. Ow! My nut. Just about quitting time. Thank God. I know that's good news for everybody. It's just, it gets worse by the minute. It gets worse by the minute, man. Well, before we go, though, we got your final fact and opinion, your final thought for today. And I actually knew this one, but I think a lot of people don't. Bulls don't charge a matador's cape because it's red. Bulls are actually colorblind. They charge because of the way the cape is moving. You know, because you're agitating it. That's why.
No, they charge it because they just want to murder that thing that throws spears into the neck.
You know what's interesting?
The matador, dude. It's a weird thing.
By the time the matador gets in there, that bull has already been put through the ringer. It's already been stabbed a bunch of times. It's already been worn out. And then this matador comes in his fancy bedazzled, you know, velour suit, you know, and then he's like, look at me.
Fancy guy. And the red thing.
Goofy little hat.
That's why when those guys just get obliterated, dude, it's why everybody cheers. I love those videos. When that bull just comes out of nowhere, just blindsides one of these matadors.
I love burgers. Wham! I love a big, juicy steak. All right. I am not against that at all. But you are absolutely right, Hunter. There is nothing sweeter than watching those guys just get
justice, dude.
Smoked.
Oh my God.
Some
of them do like the triple gainer, you know.
It's one of my favorite things in the world. And see, I grew up on a farm, so I know, I understand what that animal can do, all right? This 2,000-pound pissed off hunk of meat with all the power behind it. Like, don't do it. What are you doing?
Have you ever seen the video where the one comes out of the gate and it's already at like full speed, dude? And the matador doesn't know what to do because it's already going full speed. It can't even sideswipe it, you know, and just gets smoked.
Dude, ragdolled.
Out of frame. Like, it's just out of frame. The guy just gets blasted.
Ragdolled. One of my favorite ones is...
You signed up for it, man. That's what happens.
It's not the actual bullfight. It's some other thing they do over there. But, it's got people standing, and, like, if you can avoid the bull or whatever. But this one guy just... Boom, blindsided. He gets up. He's just, oh, God. Turns around. Another bull. Wham! Just, oh, my God.
I am sitting there eating
my popcorn, laughing my ass off. All right?
Yes, that guy who's like, dude, this is a terrible decision. You know, and then gets smoked a second time.
I don't feel the slight. Maybe that makes me a horrible person laughing at these people, but I don't feel the slight. If you are willing to get into that ring with an animal that just could straight up pile drive you into the ground, you deserve all the pain.
I feel
in
like
the world.
Those bulls were like doing some teamwork action there too. Like, hey, over here, Mr. Matador. Wham!
Yeah.
And then he comes in and finishes him off.
You go high, I go low. We're going to just ruin this guy's life.
Right.
I tell you, the one though that did make me cringe was the guy that got the horn. You know, he got the horn colonoscopy. Oh my God!
Oh my God! Oh.
Again, he deserved it. He deserved it. Like,
could
I mean,
you imagine though?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Just.
Yeah, they get launched up into the stands, dude.
Ooh. You're sitting on a donut for the rest of your life. All right, that's what you're doing. So.
Dude, I saw a bull one time. This video was terrible because the guy died. He ended up dying. I mean, you could see it in the video, but he picks him up with his horns, flips him upside down with his horns, and then tombstones him.
Yeah.
Like, grabs him again with his horn and wham! To the ground. It's like the bull knew what he was doing, dude. It was crazy.
Did you hear what happened to Jerry? No, what? He died. What?
Dude, he got tombstoned by a bull.
What was he doing? Well, you know, he thought it was a good idea to get into a ring and taunt a bull. Oh, he deserved it. Jerry deserved to die.
Yeah, he signed up for that.
Jerry deserved to die. That's it. No.
I'd feel bad if he, like, didn't wear a seatbelt or something, you know? But
no, there he had it coming. Let's be honest. Jerry was kind of an
idiot.
He knew
the bull was going to show up, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You are not going to win that fight, okay? You are not going to win it 10 times out of 10. Anyway, there you go. Look out, there's a bull behind you.
Oh, God, I'm running. I'm out of here.
All right, that is your final fact and opinion. We'll be back with what we learned on the show. Stick around. Rock 106.